Have you ever wondered why education is such a big deal? Hi, I'm Heidi St. John, and today I'm going to take you to a really small verse in the book of Luke that has very big implications for why and how we educate our children. Read along with me. Luke 6:40 says, The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Wow, that's powerful stuff. Do you remember when you were in school? Chances are you do. And if not, most of the moms who are currently homeschooling were not homeschooled themselves. We attended school away from home, where we were discipled by, that's right, our teacher. We don't often think of education this way, but at the end of the day, education is all about discipleship. You know, Jay and I have said this for many years as we speak to parents around the country, that we did not realize the depth and breadth of the spiritual battle in the field of education until we got involved in ministering to homeschooling families. And I believe that's because it is such a battlefield. We are talking about the hearts and minds of a next generation of children. And the Bible says in Luke 6:40 that when a student is fully trained, he'll be like his teacher. Now, is this condemnation to those of you who have chosen not to homeschool? Absolutely not. But it is a reminder that it absolutely matters who teaches your children. It absolutely matters. You see, discipleship is the goal of education. Christian homeschooling should not simply be about teaching the ABCs. Yes, academics are an essential component of homeschooling, but the foundation and power of homeschooling is found in the quiet resolve of two parents who are committed to teaching their children to be fully devoted, mature followers of Jesus Christ. That comes first. Now, can you do that without homeschooling your kids? Yes, I believe you can, and we have seen parents do it successfully. But the neat thing about homeschooling and the reason that Jay and I ended up choosing to homeschool our children is because we recognized that the amount of time it gave us to disciple our children was second to none. It gave us time with them that we would have otherwise given to a teacher or a school system. Now, understanding this is a crucial component to the success of homeschooling. It's the key that unlocks the door to longevity in home education. The truth is that the best schedule and most efficiently run home won't keep you from burning out if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing. So let me just ask you, busy mom, why are you raising children? What is your goal for raising children? Most moms I know would never in a million years take on homeschooling if they were not driven by something. So what's driving you? Let me tell you, your answer to this question is going to define the educational journey of your family. And if you choose to homeschool your children, keeping the heart of homeschooling alive with a desire to impart wisdom, not just knowledge, to your children will help keep you going when you watch other moms put their kids on the school bus and head out for a cup of coffee. Once you truly know what education is about and decide why you're doing what you're doing, you can begin to create a plan that will help you make the most of the homeschool years, one moment at a time. It's so important for us, and this is part of the reason why I've been talking about legalism for the last couple of days. It is so important for us to love each other. We love each other regardless of the education choices that we make for our children. We love each other through thick and thin. As believers, we are called to love each other. The Bible says that they'll know we are Christians by our love. And I want to encourage you, as you think about what the goal of education is, remember that the goal of education is discipleship. And remember that verse in Luke 6:40, when a student is fully trained, he will be like his teacher, and then let you be known for your love. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.